Toby and Josh's Daily Podcast.
K-Rock 955.
With Abby and Josh.
You look so hot today. Like a sunrise.
You're annoying.
We do love this time of the week, but sadly, I do have to let everyone know this will be the second last time we're playing the ad game, purely because it's so hard to find ads.
You've done very well, to be honest.
Because if you type into old YouTube and everything, Aussie classic ads, you get your classic ones, which we used in week one and two.
Yeah.
Now I'm up to looking at VHS recordings of a show and it has a 3-minute commercial break where I can see if I find one
Don't listen to everyone else. You are dedicated.
Thank you. It's hard what we do, Josh. It is hard. Yeah. Stressful day.
Alrighty.
So how this works is I found some old ads and you just simply have to work out the brand behind it. The first one, big company.
Big company.
And I know you definitely would have used their product.
When the time comes, when a whole world is watching you, think back to when it all started.
Oh, I think I know. I need a little bit more.
To when the dream began. Will you have done enough?
It has to be Nutri-Grain.
It is Nutri-Grain. Now, play the last one.
Mortal Kombat.
Nutri-Grain doesn't say Nutri-Grain in their ads.
Oh, really?
I searched a lot of their commercials. You might find one or two. But they have this Nutri-Grain Raw, which is what you heard, though. Oh, very interesting. Yeah. Anyway, you're on the board. We love that for you.
Love that.
Love that. All right, second one.
Well, it's obviously food.
It's food, and I'll point out it is
Doritos.
It's not Doritos. It is something that we do both consume. The ad, though, bit hard. If hopefully you remember.
Sky is blue. It's a major heat wave. If I could grow facial hair, totally shave. Check my shorts. Riding high.
They are quite short for a full-grown guy.
What chip is he eating?
So what's happened is the chip is on a big, I guess, vinyl, and they've got a guy who's
scratching it.
And he's licking every single one of them, and that's what the beat's coming from.
Salt and vinegar?
No. What kind of biscuit?
What's that? So it's a biscuit.
You find it in a biscuit range.
Yeah. Is it mint slice? No.
It's not a mint slice.
But it spins, so it's round biscuit.
No.
Oh, it's Sakatars?
Comes in all different
awkward.
Sizes. Their box.
Oh, TV snacks?
Their box.
Their box shapes.
Yeah!
Get out of the box flavour with Arnott Shapes, New Sizzle, Big Summer Flavours.
That was so bad.
That was a struggle.
Okay, all right, let's give it. Just take a step back, all right, buddy? Okay. Excellent.
Big night, eh?
Big day.
I know what it is. It's Brocker.
You're on the board. Okay. Well done. So you got 2 out of 3 there. Because of that, I've got a little bonus one for you. Because I thought you've done all right of late. Missed a few like we just saw before. But you have done all right. So I have just one grab. It's just the number of an ad. Can you tell me the company?
1-300-36-7070.
Lumobile.
No. 7070.
Roof seal. Yeah. Oh, we'll be back next week. For the last time, maybe
last
Josh
one.
On K-Rock 955.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Toby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Found myself in a rabbit hole last night on TikTok.
Oh, jeez, it sucks you in so
bad.
Yeah,
it does.
It's been ruining my sleep lately. Because I'm like, Kat, I'm going to bed.
Next thing you know,
TikTok.
Kat joins you in bed and going, I thought you were going to sleep. You're like, I'm on TikTok.
What time
I'm
is
TikTok.
It?
11.
It's TikTok. So the rabbit hole I was in is one of a nurse has posted this video and it's confessions she's heard on people's deathbed. Now, the ones she was telling, quite grim. So they're ones that you may hear about in movies about people who have killed someone.
Oh, jeez.
Or cheated on their partner.
Oh, wow.
Some who've led a double life. Other people who kidnapped someone.
Holy moly.
Some dark stuff.
And they've held on to it. They've obviously wanted to get off their chest that whole time.
until their deathbed.
Cowards.
I'm with you there. But because I went deep into this rabbit hole,
yep.
I got onto the other stories too.
Okay,
the more
nice
quirkier
ones.
Things okay. that people have kept until his deathbed. All right. So this one's still not the nicest, but... But it's
is there
going
to be any nice moments where we think, you know what?
There's no murders.
I'm glad
okay?
that you shared that with us because now I can go home to my family after a busy day, a stressful day, and feel a little bit of joy.
Let's find out. So when my grandfather died, he finally told my mum that he and his grandmother had been divorced for years. No one in the family knew it at all. They still lived together. They still had each other in each other's will, but they got divorced because they supposedly had fallen out of love with each other.
And so they just thought, rather than share the burden with everyone else, okay, that's so, kind of it. I don't mind that one. It's a nice one.
My dad told me that when his grandfather was about to die, he finally told his family why he had a tattoo on his arm. So for his whole life, he didn't tell anyone why he had a tattoo. Turns out, apparently when he was 19, he was a safecracker and robbed a bank. And then got arrested, so he got a tattoo in prison. When he got out, he became a pastor, so he didn't want anyone to know about his crime.
Right. Well, why drop that on me? You know, I've grown up. You've been, you know, the man I've looked up to my whole life. Turns out, no.
Man of faith.
You've got some secrets that I can't even ask a follow-up question because you're dead.
It's so true. So my great-grandmother told us her birthday was October 30th for her whole life. On her deathbed, we found out it was actually October 31. She had lied about it for 80-plus years out of superstition. And so paperwork proved when she was gone that she actually had just chosen, do you know what? I don't like that. I think if I was born on Christmas
Day,
I would change that.
You change it to when?
Mm. Oh, like any other day. Just away. Yeah. I don't want to spell it. I can need two presents,
yeah.
Josh. Okay?
I don't want to share the spotlight.
And then this one. A great aunt of mine confessed that her husband on his deathbed confessed he'd actually shrunk two of her very favourite and expensive sweaters by drying them many years earlier. And it caused so many fights. She put in a police report thinking someone had broken in and stolen them. And so he took that to the grave with him until he said, do you know what? We'll let you know.
I don't mind that one.
I shrunk the sweaters.
Yeah, yeah. It was me.
It was me. That's what my dad will be doing.
Yeah.
He's got these things from mum, 100%. He drinks wine that mum has hidden around the house, but then hides it and doesn't let us tell mum that he's been drinking it. Because
by the way, I'm an alcoholic. Me and Josh and K-Rock.
They're expensive.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Toby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
I got some prizes that I want you to guess. Now it's time to put your butt to the test. Search Marketplace. A can of mace? Goodness gracious, it's The Price is Right.
I love this time of the week, Herbie. We go head-to-head, try and work out the cost of items around Geelong and the Surf Coast, Gumtree Marketplace.
Yes. Most likely Marketplace I've found Bilbo's been shopping on. Because
he has.
After he tells me some of them, or us, I like them. And then I go have a little squiz.
He is not here with us today, so we've got Chandra Llewellyn from the newsroom.
Hello.
Chandra.
All we ask, Chandra, is it's a fair game. last time you were in, you rigged the competition.
Without me knowing.
I don't actually know what he's talking about.
We've got it. We've got the audio.
Okay.
The best of three anyway, so right. Closest to the pin. Doesn't matter if you go over. Mm-hmm.
Come on, Herbs. This is not my game of luck.
Well, let's kick it off when you're ready.
All right. How much for a bedside table? It's brown. Brown, it's wooden, two drawers.
Does it look old?
It looks pretty old. Don't ask me what type of wood it is.
Would you put it in your bedroom?
I would put it in my spare bedroom.
Yeah. There we go. All right. Lock that in.
I don't really know how much furniture. I haven't been to furniture shops in a long time.
My mum's into it at the moment because all my brothers have moved out, so all the rooms are empty. So mum's on Marketplace trying to find some stuff to fill the house.
Make some money.
All right, so Herbie said 30. Josh, you said 27. $10. Bucks.
Oh, yes. Take that one.
That's so annoying. $3. Pip me by $3.
I almost wrote 35 too. Just to rub it in.
All right, next one.
Next one, sorry.
There's no suspense building.
I got things to do.
30, 27, Josh, it's 10, okay? Move on, next one, no chit-chat.
okay?
No talking. Two lamps without a globe, marble base. How much? Jeez, almost told you the price.
Are we in just the bedroom? Is that?
I'm actually shopping for myself, so I did look in the bedroom.
Okay.
What marble base, you say?
It's like marble base.
How big?
It's probably the size of a dinner plate.
So what is it to go on the bedside table? The lamps.
So the base of it's marble?
It goes on the floor.
Oh, it's massive.
Yeah, it's big. It goes on the floor.
Oh, so you said the size of a plate. You meant like the base of it's the size of a plate. Yeah, okay.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you extended your chin chat for that.
Is the size.
Okay. I've got no idea. I don't even know what item we're talking about anymore.
I was like, why are you talking about the bedside table? I don't understand.
Oh, come on, Herbie. No, I haven't seen.
Okay, so Herbie said $110.
The marble got me.
I've gone way lower.
$42. It's $10.
No!
I didn't say it was fancy marble.
Then tell me it's fake marble.
I don't know if it's fake.
That is a rort. Or a steal. An absolute bargain. Jeepers creepers.
You're right about the no suspense, though. Just bang, bang. See you later. I've got to get to the newsroom.
Sorry. Got to go.
All right. Thank you very much, Chandra, Llewellyn, Herbie and Josh. Driving you home on K-Rock 955.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Harry Potter.
Yes.
Big series.
Well, they're having a reunion next year. I think it's been 20 years.
Has it?
I've been seeing... Yeah, the gang's coming back together. They're doing some kind of...
That's insane how quickly that's gone,
cast get together.
Isn't it?
I know. But they were young little kids, weren't they?
I know. When you look back at them...
You're like, oh my gosh, they were tiny.
Tell you what, when you see Daniel Radcliffe acting, you think, geez, we've got to go with this for 7 movies. That's what I was thinking. Anyway, it's a huge series, a lot of fan base, big fan base as well.
Massive.
And one member of that fan base has just scored 2 records in the Guinness World Book of Records because of Harry Potter and Wizarding World.
What do you mean?
She has now got the biggest collection of Harry Potter or other franchises within the J.K. Rowling fictional world. So she scored 2. And puts herself in there with about 6,300 items.
I don't think that's something to be proud of. Because you and I, we're all for getting a record, getting your name in that book. It's such a great book.
It's a lot of money, isn't it?
But that is a bit pointless for mine. I mean, are you displaying it for people or is it literally in your home? Mm.
Can you make money from it? That's what I want to know. That's where I sit on these things.
Imagine the money she would have spent on it.
I know. 47 wands.
You don't need that many wands.
Special edition books. Got the Lego sets. They're kind of cool. I don't mind the Lego sets.
Are the wands just sticks from a backyard or is they actually advertised a wand?
Oh, like she's bought one off Gumtree. Some kind of...
Got an absolute bargain from Rod next door.
And the biggest thing that she's got is a 5-foot tall cardboard book display from Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. So that must have been something that was on the set.
An actual set.
I heard that was really good. So, you know, that's...
I mean, to have something that you could sell which is of value, that's great.
But in terms of collections, it's not even a drop in the ocean when you compare it to some of the biggest ones out there.
I don't get this.
Star Wars, that's obviously another big TV series. I'm sure there's some comic books that go with it or something like that. 93,260 items. That's the confirmed amount. So there still might even actually be upwards to about 500,000 items.
500,000.
But what they've counted, because obviously it's very...
Oh, and there'd be pieces you miss. There'd also be people out there who probably don't want other people to know they have that collection. So
that's
a
true.
Big
you
number.
Want to hide some stuff. Yeah. You bring it as a surprise later on. I don't know. Moving to number 2, ballpoint pens is the second biggest collection in the world.
You're kidding me.
No.
Who's collecting pens?
I don't know. And ballpoint
the person that's
ones.
Stealing them from everyone's office.
That's right. That's right.
You go to use one. You're like, where's the pens?
Well, when you realize he's got 285,150 unique items. So, like, obviously, I've got this big pen here. You've got a different pen over there. So that's 2 different.
Yeah.
Pens. It's not just he's bought a pack of 20 and he's kept piling up on them.
Ones.
Unique ballpoint
pens. Do you know
pens.
What I wouldn't mind? Getting his opinion to find out what is his favourite pen.
That would cripple him. imagine him trying to make that decision. But what point does it become? Is it like a collection? And then what point is it a problem?
Hoarding.
You know, like, I'd love to know.
You've got a record? No, you've got a problem.
It's Herbie and Josh at K-Rock 955.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, I was doing a little bit of reading today, seeing what happened on this day back in time.
Right, you know, okay.
Bit of research for myself, just to keep myself...
Just sharp.
Thinking, yeah, thinking in the old noggin.
Ever end up on like a quiz show or something.
Exactly. Trivia nights.
Yeah.
You never know. These are always fun facts. And so back in 1990 on this day, Rod Stewart, he married the supermodel Rachel Hunter.
Okay.
Well done to them. I don't know if he is still with Rachel Hunter.
I'm not too sure.
Yeah, might be someone new there.
I'll get back to you.
He actually, though, told reporters, which stumped a few people, a saying. Now, I hadn't heard this saying. And a lot of reporters hadn't.
Mm-hmm.
Some people said they had. So the saying was, I've put my last banana in the fruit bowl.
Right, okay.
Bit of a quirky one, but I don't mind it.
Okay, nice one. He's just saying he's, you know, he's hung up the headphones. He's on his way.
That's it, Josh.
Gotcha.
That's it. But because of that and learning new saying today, I thought, let's have a bit of fun and let's play a game with you and put you to the test, Josh, to see how well do you know your sayings.
Okay.
Bit of a mix here, some classical ones, and then some more along the line of Rod Stewart's.
Okay, nice one.
All right. So one which is quite Australian, I thought I'd just kick off with an easy one. Tell him he's...
dreaming.
There we are. Well done, Joshy boy. What a classic.
Great
castle.
One. Great movie.
Love that. Great movie. A watched pot never...
boils?
Yes, Josh.
Well, I mean, I've never heard of it, but just based on what else could it be doing?
This is true. Cleanliness is next to... has liness in it.
Cleanliness? Kindness?
Godliness.
Godliness.
Cleanliness is next to godliness.
Is it, okay, that's it's not a saying.
Josh.
Clearly didn't take off, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's fair. Don't throw the baby out...
with the bathwater.
Yes. That should be a good one for you.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yep, you got your little babies now. All right, the next one. The tea bag was actually better.
In the tea?
The second time around.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Okay, next one.
Right, eh? Why are you licking your lips?
I know.
Okay, sorry.
Josh.
It's drying here, is it?
Ever since she showed him what to do...
he's done it.
He just loves tossing salads. Okay. Last one. Come on, you can get this one.
Okay. Well, if you stop with the facial expressions after each one, then I can probably do it.
I'll cover my face.
Okay.
The landscapers are coming over today.
To trim the hedges?
Close. The bush.
Oh, right.
Any of them are going to stay in your vocabulary?
No, I don't think so.
Maybe someone will be playing this game in the near future on this day back when.
Yeah, right. Trimming the hedges.
The bush.
Oh, the bush,
Josh.
Sorry.
Yeah, the bush.
Sorry.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Festive season. It's well and truly underway.
Here.
Well, you're right. It's here. It is here, which means a lot of people have started their celebrations. You're going to Christmases, whether it be family, friends, work, and with those comes gifts.
Oh,
the time for giving, Josh.
I hate it.
It's a stressful time.
It is.
It's a very stressful time.
You know my way. I only will contribute to a gift by giving them money because I want to get someone something, but I'm not buying it on my own. There's too much anxiety in that process.
Too much pressure for you.
Oh.
I actually did learn something and told you this little fun fact for anyone giving a gift. If you're taking a plate, my auntie told me, say you're bringing, you're gifting some food you've baked or something.
Yeah, it's like a big celebration.
Yeah. Go to the op shop, buy a plate instead of using yours because you never get it back at this time
of year. That's right. You can just leave it there.
Yeah. Great. Great little
tip
from my auntie.
Well done.
That's helpful because when it gets to this time of the year, you do get stressed, like you said. Oof. You get quite anxious.
Don't like it.
And in my family, we give everyone a present at the moment. So I've got four brothers and mum and dad. So we do the...
six presents?
Yep. Yep. Do
Bang.
That. And then I've also got my boyfriend. Got to think of him.
Whoa.
Had my friend's Christmas. It was a Kris Kringle. You got to put in...
it just piles up, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
Billions of dollars spent.
And what I found at the moment... is my gifts that I'm giving, and this has been a common theme over the last couple of years, and this is why I'm very stressed.
Yeah.
My gifts I'm giving are bloody good.
Yeah.
The ones I'm receiving, not so great.
Oh, disaster.
And it happened in a Kris Kringle. This is a big thing.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? Because you're a person that likes to give a gift.
Yes.
But some people just don't care.
They don't, and they miss the mark too.
Yeah.
And I don't want to sound...
But you do, no, but it does sour your mood because you think, you know, I'm going to get something pretty nice too. And yeah, look, it should be just about the giving process.
Yes.
If it means something special,
I love a meaningful gift.
But like if you've just put no thought in at all and it's a bad gift,
And I hesitate here because I don't want to sound ungrateful because anything is nice. But I look at some of the past ones I have received.
Okay.
My brothers once, you know, normally you'll get perfume.
Okay.
They gave me impulse cans, so similar to a deodorant. But impulse cans. And I thought, that's so nice. It's not really a perfume that I'm wearing day to day.
No. But they do know you sweat, you know.
Yes, I guess. You know? It was that.
You need a few just to get you through the day. So realistically, you know, I do. That's not a great one. No.
One of my exes, I gave him skydiving voucher. Great present.
That's awesome.
I received, still to this day, bamboozled by this present.
Skydiving's exy too. That's good money.
Because what I received was quite thin and looks like an envelope. So you thought, I'm getting a voucher in return, you know? No. It was fun facts that you can learn on the loo book.
Oh.
That's terrible, Josh.
That's a real... He's re-gifted that, I reckon, too.
So you can understand why I'm hesitant going into Christmas this weekend. We've got my family one. Gifts are going to be given.
Don't worry. I feel you.
Have you given some shockers?
I haven't given some shockers. I remember when I was 15. And it was a Kris Kringle at my dad's side of the family. And they gave me a present that was for 6 and unders. So they had no idea about who I was or how old
I'm
I
blood.
Was.
I know. How do you not know me?
Give me something.
So let's have a bit of fun with these terrible gifts right now, Josh. 52232955. What is the worst present you've ever received?
And the context around it, it's just going to make a lot more sense. 52232955. We have got tickets to give away to Spider-Man as well. It's Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock. Good afternoon. It is Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock at 955, asking the question, Herbie, worst present you've received? What was the worst time? You know, you've got something from someone, just didn't add up.
Yeah. And it's not that you're being ungrateful.
No.
It's just maybe you gave something amazing and in return you've gone, oh, well, they've really missed the mark there. A few people have gotten involved at our Facebook page. Lauren said 100 pack of disposable earplugs from an ex-mother-in-law. Don't know why you'd really want that.
Was that a joke about something they were doing?
I don't know. A pink diary for Christmas about the year that had already... basically finished. That's
it's
a classic.
You can basically use it.
I know, you got to love that. And a toiletries pack that you get for free for flying first class. The first class pass.
That's so
it's
funny.
Quite nice. We've got Carly, though, from Cario. It was you that received a bad present when you were six.
Yes, that's correct.
What was it? What was the present?
It was the soundtrack to the movie Cocktail.
Cocktail. Is that the one with Tom Cruise?
I have absolutely no idea. I haven't actually watched it before.
Right, but do you know the songs?
No, none, nothing.
Oh, wow, okay.
And at age six, you're thinking more, I mean, these days, you know, in a soundtrack to Frozen, but Cocktail, did you keep the present?
No, I frisbeed it across the room in disappointment.
Oh,
in front of everybody.
So you let them know. You really let them know.
I let them know.
Fair enough, too. Cocktail. That's shocking.
CD, so take us back.
Yeah, no, for sure. Tamara in Grovedale, it was your daughter that gave a present, but it wasn't well received. Is that right?
That's right.
So what happened yesterday?
She bought her boyfriend a fishing reel for $60.
Yeah.
So she's only 16. Fair amount of money. And he said it was too cheap and he actually dumped her.
Oh! Are you kidding me?
I've got a very devastated 16-year-old. Yep.
What? Well, what did he get her?
Yeah. Is it diamond rings? What's he popped out for her?
She's yet to know because she's been dumped now, so devastated.
Well, I can he didn't have a present. That was his problem.
Do you know what? I know it's so bad. It is really bad, and my love goes out to your daughter. But she's better off without him.
Yeah, for sure.
He doesn't sound
That's
great.
What we said to her, like, yeah. We said the same.
She's done well. Yep.
Yeah,
well done. She's actually
gift.
Done well at Christmas.
That is the best
she's
gift.
She's gone away from him. He sounds horrible. Wow.
What an ungrateful person.
And Josh.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Toby and Josh. Ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
All right, Herbs, let's get your thoughts on the daily topics,
yep.
Stuff in the news, around the office, etc. I just have to say yeah, nah, if you don't like it.
Okay.
Nah, yeah, if you do like it.
Easy done.
All right, let's kick it off with this one. Reversing the aging process.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. Do you mean like anti-wrinkle creams? Like, what do you mean?
Just like so you're
like a Benjamin Button?
Yeah, essentially.
No way.
Well, I'll explain what's happening. So there's a guy that's a billionaire, essentially, and
yeah.
He's started his new company. It's called New Limit, and they're using machine learning to work out ways to work out what aging cells and how they age, and then they're going to try and reverse that so that you get younger.
No, thank you. I know what I'm on this planet for, and that is to make it to the end. When that be, I don't know, but I don't want to then come back this way.
That's right.
No, I'm living my life at the moment.
If you know, there's a sweet spot you'd like to stay, you know, 21 for a little bit longer, maybe 26,
yeah.
I think. 26
that's the thing.
Good year.
And when you have babies and you look at babies, you'd like them to stay quite little for a little bit longer. But that's
right.
Not going to happen. It's life.
It is the joy of getting older, isn't it?
You know? This is a classic rich person thing as well, you know?
Yeah.
None of us are thinking about this.
No, that's
but he's
so
like,
true.
I've got so much money. What should I do?
Becoming a neurosurgeon.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah, that is so much time wasted studying. I mean, not really. If you become one, then you're obviously doing a fair bit
yeah.
of good for the world. But for me, I couldn't stay motivated.
So there's a study out, and it's claiming that neurosurgeons and rocket scientists aren't that much more intelligent than we are.
I knew it.
But so I read the article a bit more, because it basically just says that we're all very gifted in different areas.
Which is true.
Yeah. But
some excel in different areas.
Yeah, but their areas that they're excelling in are, like, a lot better than what me and you are excelling in.
Now, we have our positives.
I'm not saying we don't, but like, it's a very misleading title to say that they're not as bright
but
as we think.
But I'm going to run with that title. That is a great headline.
Oh, funny. Getting your siblings a gift.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. In my family, we do.
Mm-hmm.
We don't tend to do presents throughout the year because we're not really at home.
Yeah.
And so then when we do unite and come together at Christmas, we do get everyone a present.
I think, yeah, this year we're doing Kris Kringle.
That's a big one, isn't it? Easier.
Well, just to spend a bit more money on one person
yeah.
and you get a better present and whatever it might be. A 5-year-old boy wanted to get a gift for his little sister.
Oh, that's so nice.
It is really nice, isn't it? He stole his parents' car.
How?
I don't know. He saw the keys. He got in the car. He did get pulled over by the police.
How did he even steal
the
car?
I don't know. Which, how does he even reach the pedals, which is the main thing?
I've heard of so many kids hopping in a car and they've crashed one of my younger brother's, you can guess, Carl.
Yeah.
He hopped in a car. And crashed it.
Yeah.
But nothing, like, not to get on the road, to get pulled over.
Got pulled over. There were a few minor dints in the car, but he is okay and safe. But, you know, sweet intentions, but just...
Yeah, I wonder if he got that gift.
Well, he didn't make it, I don't think. It's Herbie and Josh and Kara.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Herbie, there's been a new trend in 2021 when it's come to baby necks.
Oh, I do love these. Yes.
Well, just the babies or baby names?
I love hearing the trends.
Yeah.
The trends, because sometimes you go, oh, I'm not sure I'd go with that.
So there's nothing new in the fact that TV characters or movie characters play a part in what children mm-hmm. are named in that year.
Yeah.
What was it? Khaleesi was
I
a big
remember
one
Game,
from
of
Game
of Thrones.
Thrones.
Correct.
But the trend this year is that there's a rise in the number of baddie baby names. So bad characters, people that, you know, not good.
Oh.
Evil, even, if you will.
Why would you want a bad person?
Well, I think some of these are probably quite appealing characters because they're sort of the main character, but they've just got bad traits about them.
Okay.
For instance, coming in at number one was Dexter. Dexter's obviously, if you haven't seen the show, he's a bit of a serial killer.
Yeah.
But he's...
A baby Dexter?
Yeah,
I'm
Dexter.
I'm not sure about that.
Loki from Thor.
I
think a lot of people just love Tom Hiddleston.
That's true. That is true.
Spike from Buffy is another name that's popped back up into 2021. So I don't know where that's come. Ursula.
from The Little Mermaid.
Yes. Okay.
Lucius from Malfoy in Harry Potter. So,
have any of these names crossed yours and Kat's mind because you've got baby number two on the way?
We do have baby number two in. I can say safely that none of those names have.
Have you been thinking about this though? Oh, I love baby chat with you. This is great.
I hate baby chat with you. And, yeah, we've got our name.
You've got it. Well, this is the thing though. You don't know the sex.
No, we don't. So we got both.
You've got both. Got both locked in.
That's right.
That is unheard of. Well,
I think
done.
We do.
Both locked in.
Yeah. Or like, you know, I think it's a very short list.
Yeah, okay.
It wouldn't be more than two on each side.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. Why would I lie to you?
What about if we did something here? Mm-hmm. What about if I guess your baby's names then? Before, because when is the baby due?
May 30th.
May 30th?
Maybe before, I reckon.
If I could guess, can I try and guess your baby's name?
You can't just have an unlimited amount of guesses though.
Well, then
like, I don't want you just to be is it this? Is it this? Because then
yeah,
it's like,
that's
well,
annoying
that's a bit
actually.
Of, you know.
Yeah, yeah, okay. It's got to have some kind of level of hardness.
I'll
to
give
it.
You three guesses.
Three guesses.
From now
until May.
Until May.
And those three guesses, is that going to be three of boys and girls?
Yeah, so when you want to have a guess,
okay.
You can say, "Hey, I'm having a guess here."
Okay.
And you can say a boy name and a girl name.
All right.
Because obviously we don't know.
Now, I can't guess yet because I just need to get a few questions from you.
Okay, just...
No, just I'm really thinking now. Which
it's
names
like
are
you
off?
Had a plan, to be honest.
No, I wouldn't mind being part of this. So I want to name your child. Which, is there any sisters? Oh, I've got your sisters. What about Kat's? What names are off, you know, in terms of partners that are in the family?
So her brother's Simon. Terrence is their other brother.
Yeah, we weren't going with that anyway.
Nicholas is the nephew.
Nicholas.
Carter.
Carter,
what's
okay.
the other ones? Wyatt.
Wyatt?
What's the other one?
Nicholas Carter.
I'm really forgetting one. Doesn't matter.
Nicholas Carter, okay. And then, all right, I'll work with that. And Georgie.
And Georgie, yeah.
And so would you go with a Georgie like a Herbie or another E?
I don't know.
Give a bit
I
more.
I can't give you any
give
clues.
Give me a bit more.
No, I won't give you any clues. You get three guesses.
All right. Do you know what? I'm going to lock in a first guess tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez, you're confident already. I think I might have even mentioned it in passing.
Are you kidding me?
I think I might have.
I know there's a boy's name, but you aren't allowed to call your son that.
Jasper. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Really, he's just still aiming for it. That's why I mean the shortlist.
Okay.
All right, tomorrow.
Let's
first
lock
guess.
In. Lock in your baby's name. I'm calling your baby.
Herbie and Josh on K-Rock 955.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.